It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Our warmest day of the year so far, and also if we get to 90, could be our first 90-degree day in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
57 degrees at College Park. It's 55 in Fairfax, 58 on the National Mall, and 56 outside the WTOP studios at 3:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel. Coming up,
protests against the war in Gaza continue at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Four teachers are reinstated and reassigned in Montgomery County after expressing pro-Palestinian views online.
A local bougie bodega closes its doors in D.C. This is Kyle Cooper.
Some Prince George's County residents can boost their credit scores and get paid for it. I'm John Doman.
One man is dead, several others wounded after overnight shootings at two nightclubs in Northwest D.C. It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes. Worries over dangerous weather in parts of Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and Oklahoma, and there are already tornado watches up in some areas. Richard Bonnet at the National Weather Service.
Thunderstorms have been developing quickly from the south central portion of Kansas into western Oklahoma and basically to the Red River near the Texas-Oklahoma border in the western part of the state.
Raucous protests at campuses all over the place over the war between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Michael George with more.
Pro-Israeli demonstrators, many non-students, made their voices heard outside the campus.
Nobody's talking about the hostages.
This Columbia grad student who took part in the rally argues those in the encampments are promoting anti-Semitism and ignoring the hostages still held by Hamas.
If you actually want peace to be achieved as we do, and if you want a ceasefire, the hostages need to be released.
This as humanitarian workers in Gaza are suffering through horrific conditions as fighting continues there. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Gaza is the most dangerous place in the world for those providing humanitarian services. Nearly 250 aid workers have already been killed in this war.
Working in a situation where there is no ceasefire and there is a continuous pumping, continuous shelling over your heads while you are working with those people, for sure it's really difficult.
More banking troubles in the nation. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Regulators abruptly closed Republic First Bank, operating in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York Friday, the first bank failure this year. The bank had $6 billion in assets and $4 billion in deposits as of the end of January. Fulton Bank in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, will take over Republic's deposits, assets, and branches.
There's a presidential showdown ahead. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden on Friday signaled he's willing to debate former President Trump during a radio interview with Howard Stern.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Outside of court, Trump responded.
We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television.
Now to South Africa, where the group Ladysmith Black Mambazo is celebrating along with the nation over the elections that basically ended apartheid 30 years ago. The nation had been ruled by its white minority. Activists and freedom fighters died in the long and bitter struggle for liberation. This is CBS News.
sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
4:03 at WTOP on this Saturday, April 27th. We are at 56 degrees. Some areas will see the 60s today. Good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following for you. Students are still camped out at George Washington University this afternoon as pro-Palestinian protests continue at major universities nationwide. We get the latest from WTOP's Lynn Bowie.
Students and protesters applaud for the fact that it's been 48 hours since the encampment began. More than a dozen tents are now set up on 8th Street, which police have blocked off between 20th and 21st Streets. Even more tents remain on University Yard. One student explains why she's here.
Genocide is never okay, no matter who it's happening to. Just voicing that message, really. Standing up for what's right.
In a statement, the university said demonstrators violated several university policies and were trespassing, and several students have been suspended. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Organizers say at least seven students were suspended, each facing nine counts of misconduct. The school has a long history of protesting global conflict. In May of 1970, more than 1,000 students occupied a building now known as the University Student Center and informally dubbed it the Kent State Memorial. To honor Kent State students killed by the Ohio National Guard at a rally opposing U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. And teachers at several schools in Montgomery County were placed on administrative leave last year for expressing pro-Palestinian views by email and on social media. They've now returned to the classroom, but at different locations. MoCo 360 reports that four teachers were investigated and eventually reassigned, but the school district would not provide information about the status of those investigations. Three of the teachers have now sued the county over those suspensions. It is 4:05. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C.
All six stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without it. A fair warning. It's really tough.
The stores offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Having bad credit can cost you more money. WTOP's John Doman has details about a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the credit bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay. And that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Two nightclub shootings are under investigation in D.C., one that turned deadly. The first happened about 11:30 last night on Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle when an inside dispute spilled into the street. Police say at least five people, including four men and a woman, were hurt but are expected to be okay. A suspect is under arrest. A weapon was also recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, authorities were called to a second shooting at another nightclub on U Street in Northwest. One man died. Police are looking for two suspects in that case. Coming up on WTOP.
Montgomery County has all sorts of house prices, but if you want to buy, move quick. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Every day can be family fun day at Nationals Park, where a beautiful day for baseball is the perfect backdrop for kids of all ages. Make great memories with photos with our racing presidents, practice that slide in the kids' zone play area, and on Sundays, grab an autograph, enjoy story time before the game, and run the bases after the game. Learn more about our Junior Nats Kids program and plan your family fun day now at nats.com/kids.
408.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, Sylvan and Monique Blyther in the traffic center.
Thanks, Rick. Feels like rush hour in parts of the region, especially on the Beltway between Maryland and Virginia. In Maryland, on the outer loop, you're slow from Branch Avenue up to the earlier crash at 214 Central Avenue with police on the scene. Inner loop, you're slow from 50 with nothing yet reported blocking. Now in Bethesda, outer loop heavy and slow from the 270 spur up to and across the American Legion Bridge, and that is volume only. As you make your way to and from Baltimore along I-95, pockets of delays there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, same goes. Delays in separate stretches, and that appears to be volume as nothing is yet reported in your way. Now, Route 50 from Annapolis to the Bay Bridge, decent trip there. However, eastbound 50 approaching the bridge is slow. Those delays will carry you across the Bay Bridge with two lanes traveling east and three lanes traveling west. Now, heading into the district, DC 295, slow in each direction between Benning Road and the 11th Street Bridge. Case Bridge along with the 14th Street Bridge also slow as you make your way into the district, and that is volume only. On the Virginia side, inner loop, typical delays there from Tysons up to and across the American Legion. Outer loop, heavy through Alexandria into Maryland as you make your way across the Woodrow Wilson. Now, in Woodbridge, northbound 95, the ramp from Prince William Parkway, still with the activity on the right side. You'll stay to the left to get by. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai, the Hyundai Tucson, with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no price. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Clouds with a few showers early this afternoon, then just clouds for this evening and decreasing clouds overnight. We'll wake up to mostly clear conditions by tomorrow morning with temperatures into the 50s. Tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny and dry. Temperatures much warmer, mid-80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour as well. Monday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny again. Very warm with highs near 90 degrees, the warmest day so far this year. Southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
57 degrees in Georgetown, Bowie at 56, Leesburg at 52 degrees. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
The median price of a home that sold in Montgomery County last month was $590,000, up 10% from a year ago. But Montgomery County is also diverse. Median selling prices by city or town range from about $400,000 to $1.5 million.
You've got areas from Dickerson, Sandy Spring, even though they only have a few sales there, tend to have a very high price. Potomac, Cabin John, Bethesda. And then, on the more affordable side in Montgomery County, you'll have Germantown and Burtonsville, Montgomery Village, Silver Spring.
That's Avi Adler, past president of the Greater Capital Area Association Realtors. Montgomery County buyers need to move fast. A home that sold last month sold in an average of just 7 days, significantly faster than the national average.
They're often just not prepared for the market to be as quick as it is. We really want to make sure that the buyers have their ducks in order, you know, to have a pre-approval letter in hand from preferably a local lender, and to be ready to move quickly.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, a longstanding clause in business agreements could be going away. It's 412.
The wait's over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports. And for me, I love betting baseball. I like to find games featuring two really solid starting pitchers that are backed by trustworthy bullpens, so I can bet the under. Plus, FanDuel offers so many different player prop bets that are fun to wager on, like strikeouts, total bases, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigG. That's FanDuel.com/Big G. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
413.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPV LLC.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Coming up on WTOP, there's a new memorial honoring workers killed in the collapse of the Key Bridge. We've got more news in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Chrissy, clinical coordinator at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. We understand that a trip to the dentist can be overwhelming. Here's what sets us apart. We bring an innovative and patient-centric approach to sedation dentistry that makes all the difference. Sure, you've heard of sedation dentistry, but it's not just about the concept. It's about how Dr. Ruparelia's expert team ensures your comfort and safety. Call us now at 866-25-SLEEP or visit cascades1.com to schedule your consultation with one of our skilled team members, and me, your clinical director, Chrissy.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
4:15 on your Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in today. Does your job include a non-compete clause? The business practice could soon become a thing of the past. The Federal Trade Commission narrowly voted to ban those agreements this past week, although the decision is likely to be held up in the courts. Axios Markets correspondent Emily Peck joined WTOP's Sean and Ann to explain what non-compete clauses are and what it means for workers who won't have to deal with them, or might not, any longer.
These non-compete agreements for a long time were common for executives to sign or bankers. And they basically say that if you leave your job with your current employer, you can't go work for a competitor for a certain amount of time. Sometimes they also say you can't work for a competitor who within a 50-mile radius of where our office currently is. But in recent years, it hasn't just been the top-paying executives who are made to sign these, but low-wage workers like hairdressers, in one famous case, Jimmy John's sandwich makers, a lot of doctors and nurses, too, are restricted by these non-compete agreements.
So assuming this ban moves forward, how would it impact the business world and job hunting for folks who are looking for other work?
Sure. So for the business world, you know, it makes it a little bit harder to hold on to workers because it's easier for them to leave. They can get another job at a competitor that's offering to pay them more money, and off they go. So it's going to mean employers might wind up paying workers a little bit more, you know, to get them to stick around, things like that. And for workers, it means more opportunities and higher wages.
What are the business lobbies doing and saying about what's going on?
Oh, well, one day after the FTC published its final rule and the Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable, along with some local groups in Texas, filed a lawsuit to stop the rule from going to effect in a Texas court that's proven unfriendly to Biden regulations like this in the past.
Even though this sounds good for many workers, realistically, how long will it take for this ban to take effect, if ever?
That's a great question. It's supposed to take effect in 120 days, which I think is August. But it's likely that it's, like you said at the outset, that it'll get tied up in the courts. Who knows for how long and what that outcome could be. And of course, hanging over all of this is an election coming up in November. And it's not clear what happens if Biden doesn't hold the White House and we have a new kind of FTC taking over, if they would have the appetite to fight.
That's Axios Markets correspondent Emily Peck. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. College campuses continue to see protests nationwide over the war in Gaza. Demonstrators at George Washington University say they have no intention of leaving until there's a resolution. And a surprise Friday interview could lead to a presidential debate between now and November. Severe weather hammering communities from South Texas all the way to Michigan. Stay with us for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. We're brought to you by Mr. Wash Car Wash, now open in Tyson's Corner on Leesburg Pike. It's down the street from Tyson's Corner Mall. Get unlimited washes, first month $5 with membership. Mr. Wash, Tyson's Corner. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Monique Blyther in the traffic center.
Thanks, Ralph. Conditions are slowly beginning to improve around the region. Good news on the Beltway. The earlier crash on the outer loop near Central Avenue has cleared the roadway, and those delays are beginning to ease rather quickly. Now, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still seeing delays in both directions as you make your way between Maryland 32 and the Beltway, and that's volume only. No trouble heading in or out of Frederick along I-270. Or 70. Now, as we make our way into Virginia, heavy and slow on the outer loop from the 270 spur up to and across the American Legion Bridge. Now, on the inner loop of the Beltway, typical delays there from Tysons into Maryland. And if you're traveling through Alexandria on the outer loop, you're on the brakes there, just approaching the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and volume will carry you across. Now, good news in Woodbridge, northbound 95, the ramp from Prince William Parkway. That earlier incident has cleared the roadway. Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. We're in the 50s now. Let's see if we end up warming up and when that might happen. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Yeah, you know, we've got some chillier temperatures out there, especially for the latter part of April, with most areas struggling to get above 60 degrees. Now, if you like the cooler weather, enjoy today, because after today, the heat comes on. We're looking at a warm front that passes through our area later on today, and that's going to bring the warmer temperatures. You'll notice it for sure tomorrow with a temperature increase of about 25 to 30 degrees. Forecast highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s, and that warm-up continues into your Monday with highs nearing 90 degrees. That's about 2 weeks earlier than our average first 90-degree day, which is around May 16th. So some summer-like weather. And along with these summer-like temperatures, heading into Tuesday, we could see a few thunderstorms bubble up during the afternoon, with temperatures continuing to stay in the mid to upper 80s. It's not until the middle part of the week when a weak front will pass through our area, and that'll drop temperatures back to near seasonal averages. That's going to be the upper 70s to round out Wednesday through Friday. And we're going to stay mostly dry during that time frame as well. So a little taste of summer on the way. So again, if you like these cooler temperatures, today might be the last day before we head into summer. Now, your radar is clearing out. There's a few showers still left in the forecast for the remainder of tonight, but overall drying out. Temperature-wise, it's 56 downtown, 55 in West Falls Church, and 56 in Beltsville.
Mark, thank you. We are brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, a memorial is up in the area of the Key Bridge, and we're still following a new juvenile curfew that's now in effect in our area. We've got more news in 60 seconds.
Lots of things can spin. Windmills, hula hoops, a hamster wheel, your clothes in a dryer. But only one can give you a chance to win up to $250,000. Play the Big Spin Scratch-Off from the Maryland Lottery. You could win up to $50,000 instantly. But that's not all. Uncover a Big Spin symbol, and you could find yourself spinning the Big Spin wheel at lottery headquarters for $50,000 to $250,000. So take a spin to your favorite lottery retailer and pick up the Big Spin Scratch-Off today. Please play responsibly.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
You're listening to WTOP News.
4:22 on your Saturday afternoon. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for being with us today. At the south end of the collapsed Key Bridge, there's now an elaborate memorial that's been set up. It honors the highway workers who were killed while filling potholes on the bridge. Mourners gathered there last night as maritime traffic resumes at the Port of Baltimore with two victims still missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. It shows a wooden cross and other items, including a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the victims. And a new juvenile curfew is in effect this weekend at National Harbor. WTOP's Matt Koufax talks to small businesses in the area to get their thoughts.
Recently, what I've seen, teenagers fighting. Girls, little teenage girls on their phone trying to find other teenage girls to fight them, or guys trying to find dudes to fight, and they vandalizing people's stores that they work hard for in this harbor.
Small business workers like Amber, who has a job at Pepper Palace in National Harbor, tell me they're big supporters of this new juvenile curfew.
Hope it fixes whatever's going on with these kids.
She says late night crime is eroding small business morale in the area and hopes police take a harder stance against juvenile crime. She wants a more permanent solution to what she calls the craziness.
Don't call their parent. Put them in your police call, talk to them, then call their parent. Okay, that's not going to work. Put them in a jail cell.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A deadly crash under investigation that shut down Rockville Pike for several hours this morning. Montgomery County Fireman Rescue says it happened about 2:30 near the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. One of the vehicles flipped over, leaving a victim trapped. One woman died at the scene. A second was hospitalized with critical injuries.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Now look at the sports page. Here's Frank Hanrahan.
Well, everybody's saying the Commanders have had a tremendous draft so far. We'll have to wait and see if that actually comes to fruition. But on paper, that's what the critics and experts are saying as the Commanders round out their NFL draft. One more pick coming up in the seventh round to be selected soon. Right now, they are in the sixth round. Earlier, Commanders today taking linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple. That was in the fifth round. Also a fifth round selection. Commander State defensive selecting Dominique Hampton, a safety out of the University of Washington, also a fifth-round pick. Of course, on Thursday night, Commanders taking quarterback Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick. That will be the selection under the microscope for years to come. Baseball underway from Miami. Nationals visiting the Miami Marlins. The Marlins are not good this year, and right now the Nationals and the Marlins scoreless. That is in the bottom of the first inning. O's and A's, zip-zip after one from Camden Yards. Capitals, their season on the brink in hockey, one loss away from being eliminated after a 3-1 loss to the Rangers last night in their opening playoff round series. Caps coach Spencer Carberry on being down 3-0.
It won't change from what we've been through for the last 2 months, for the better part of coming back from the break of just one day. We're not trying to win a series. We're trying to win one hockey game. And so that's how we'll prepare.
Capitals and the Rangers game 4 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on a Sunday night from Capital One Arena. On the pitch.